Arizona homeowners, welcome back to Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. We've really taken you across a big board of information this morning, starting the conversation at 7 o'clock with a futurist, physical scientist, talking about the future consumption habits and how we're going to be able to modify what our energy our vehicles produce with what energy our homes consume and how we could possibly wed those to greatly reduce the amount of consumption we all use. And it would be like, you know, I meant to ask him, you know, right now it's a PUV, a printed utility vehicle. They 3D print the car on a 3D printer. I wanted to ask him, when is he going to have a PUS, a printed utility saucer, at the point we have flying saucers parking in houses that are charging the energy we need to live by. That will be the point we all know we've entered the Jetsons stage. One of the things we're going to talk about a little bit later in this hour is March 17th. I'm reading a headline here. Is our water safe to drink? Beyond Flint, high lead levels found in 2,000 municipal water systems across the USA. March 27th, another big headline, EPA delays standard on lead in water. An updated gauge on water safety is still in the works. A lot of confusion about, will they publish a new lead standard and what is it you do or don't have to be afraid about? We are all about, Rosie on the House, reducing your anxiety, melting away your fears, and increasing your enjoyment of home ownership and your overall quality of life. So we're going to address that in the next segment with Bob Christman of All About Water. That'll be at 10:20. But right now, I'd like to introduce Mrs. Jennifer Bailey. She's home show manager for the best home show ever built, Saba Home and Patio Show, going on this weekend at the Tucson Convention Center, where I am currently broadcasting live. Miss Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's not like you don't have anything to do today.
Oh, no, not at all. We're not running around.
Golly. How many booths do you have down there?
Oh, we have over 300 exhibitors down there, plus the arena is full of activity.
Yeah, what is that? Like a pet-focused center, right? What have you got going on down there?
Central Pet. You can come down. You can adopt a cat or a dog, hold a snake, go into their petting zoo. Then you can jump over to the Desert Divers and get in the scuba diving outfit and learn how to scuba dive in the pool.
At the greatest home show ever built. Learn how to scuba dive at the Tucson Convention Center here today and tomorrow. Today, we just opened?
We just did our open with the Marana Choir singing the national anthem.
Were they the same ones that sang yesterday?
Yesterday was a trio from that group.
Okay, all right. Yes, I just barely heard this one because we're in the broadcast booth today, but yesterday was fantastic. So y'all start every Saba Home Show with the pledge and the anthem.
We do, and this is the first time it's the live music.
And it's great. Mm-hmm. They did a fabulous job. So hours today?
10 to 6.
Parking?
Free.
Absolutely free.
Absolutely free.
And then tomorrow?
10 to 5.
All right. And the food court? I mean, it's worth coming for the tri-tip sandwiches or I like those little Caribbean sandwiches at the end.
I know. You could start your morning with coffee at the Pinup Pastries. They have their specialty coffee. And then you can head over and you can just get breakfast, lunch, and dinner out here. Barbecue For You is back, and people come to the show specifically for his tri-tip.
Yeah, I can't think of any instance where I've come here where I don't go home with a tri-tip. I just buy a whole tri-tip and take it home. Mm-hmm. And I know, and there's a lot of people on Sunday where he's just wrapping them up in foil and just handing them whole tri-tips.
Absolutely. So. We have a long laundry list from us. We've got about 5 people wanting to get those on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're throwing out the big invite for all of Southern Arizona to get over to the Tucson Convention Center today or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
10 to 6 today.
Yep. And today we have some special fun activities.
You do?
We do. It's the 45th anniversary of the show. So today we're doing a throwback to the 70s.
That's the tie-dye you're wearing?
Yep. All our volunteers are in tie-dye. And if you walk around the floor, you'll see some of our exhibitors dressed up in their bell-bottoms. We even have Elvis here.
Okay. All right.
He's here.
Okay. And some of the stage demonstrations y'all have going on today.
We do. We have Tucson Originals. They're doing some of their cooking demonstrations. And then we have the Kids Corner at the Home Depot booth. We have some of the
U of A. That's kind of where they bring out things kids can build something. Hands-on.
Absolutely.
Build something.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
I don't know what their activity is today, but they've done birdhouses in the past, anything like that. And that's starting at 1 o'clock. We have the U of A, a couple of the U of A football players out here, and they're going to be in the 700 booth, one of the 700 booths. And what else? We have the African Violet Society. We have Joanne's Fabric doing some macrame in the ballroom on their stage. So we have a lot of activities going on.
You have a presentation at 11:30 today on irrigation, low water use planting, and xeriscaping. 12:30, you have a presentation on flooring, hardwoods, tile, and more. 1:30, it's the kids' clinic.
Yep, 1:30.
That'll be fun. 2:30, we're going to have a segment on gardening, get outside, landscape, and get it all ready for spring. And then at 3:30, we have a presentation on home security.
Absolutely.
That's in addition to the 300-plus booths you've got with people ready to disseminate information on virtually everything. We're broadcasting from a studio that's kind of a glass enclosure up above the actual show floor. Good turnout already this morning. We just opened the doors.
Just opened the doors and it's starting to fill up.
But I'm looking at custom outdoor lighting booths. I'm looking at landscape booths. I'm looking at insulation booths. I'm looking at bathroom renovation booths. I'm looking at this genuine leather booth right here. Sure got some good looking stuff.
And he has been in the show for, I think, 45 of the 45 years.
Wow.
Yeah, he's busy.
We've got pest control, exterminating, literally roofing, solar, literally anything and everything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin can be seen today at the Tucson Convention Center at Saba Home and Patio Show today, 10 to 6.
10 to 6.
Tomorrow,
10 to 5.
Miss Jennifer Bailey, thanks for coming and sharing.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always fun.
Oh, we talked about everything you had going on in the stages today. What do you have going on tomorrow? We're going to revisit the gardening topic, the home security topic, the flooring, and the irrigation, starting at 12:30 going through 3:30.
Absolutely.
So all kinds of educational presentations going on the Home Depot stage. And all the vendors are here waiting for y'all to walk in and visit with them.
Absolutely. And we have some great sponsors. So please check out all of them. Can I mention those sponsors?
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Oh, we've got Central Pet.
Without your sponsors, you wouldn't have a show.
Absolutely. We've got Central Pet. We've got Russet Southwest. We have Tucson Electric Power, Kinetico, Mattress Firm, Patio Pools, who's been in the show for 45 years.
Wow.
And then Gadsden as well. And they're a design LLC company. So we've got great sponsors.
Very good. Well, Miss Jennifer, thanks again
thanks
for
so
taking
much.
Time off the floor. Because as I see you walking around the last day, I mean, you can't go any one direction more than about 7 feet where somebody isn't capturing you, grabbing you, redirecting you,
right.
Asking you something. So
yeah.
I know this was probably the most restful little time you're going to have this whole weekend.
I think I'll just hang out here.
You want me to close that door and just hang out here for another hour or so?
I'll be your sidekick here today.
All right. We're here at Rosie on the House, and one of the things we're covering in the 10 o'clock hour, not only the home show activities, but any question you might have about home remodeling, any project you're trying to tackle from wherever you are in the great state of Arizona, you can reach us on the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. So if you're contemplating extending a deck up in Munns Park or Flagstaff, give us a ring. Let's talk our way through that. If you're considering expanding your swimming pool or your backyard or xeriscaping your backyard down in southern Arizona, give us a call on that. 1-888-767-4348. Or if you're thinking about adding a garage to your cabin or home up in Portal, Arizona, or Turkey Creek in the Chiricahuas, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. Let us put our 45 years of building and remodeling Arizona properties to work for you. We can probably kind of give you some tips and tricks of the trade. We can recommend actual product names and tell you the tools you should be using. We can make your do-it-yourself project look like a pro and expert got it done. That's what we do at Rosie on the House. It is our mission. It is our vision to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We don't want you to start anything around your house, home, castle, or cabin without starting with us free. We'll put that 40, 45 years of Arizona building experience to work for you. Check out our website, rosieonthehouse.com. It's a virtual encyclopedia of home ownership. We've been on the air 27, going to be 28 years in October, 28 years of answering your questions throughout the great state of Arizona. All of those questions, we've saved them, and we've put them in our do-it-yourself question and answer segment on the website. So virtually every, Jennifer, to tell you the truth, if people would go to the website, we wouldn't have to have the radio show, because every question they ask, they've already asked once before.
Oh, my so gosh.
It is, the website is literally a virtual encyclopedia of Arizona home ownership. I hope every homeowner will get familiar with it. I'm particularly proud of the fact that in the last 7 years, we've been elected and voted by Arizona homeowners as the number one contractor referral directory in the entire state. That's beating all local and national referral directory services. So thank you, the Arizona homeowners, for continuing to vote us the best. In today's Arizona Republic, we are covering products that I found at the International Builders Show that will help you, the do-it-yourselfer, get projects done more easily and more professionally. And I want to cover those. We're going to be talking about several of them here this particular hour. But again, in the next segment, I'm bringing in our Rosie Certified Water Treatment Specialist from the Phoenix area, Mr. Bob Christman from All About Water, talking about these headlines that I've seen just in the past few weeks. On March 17th, is our water safe to drink? March 18th, beyond Flint, Michigan, high lead levels found in 2,000 water systems across America. March 27th, EPA is delaying releasing the new lead standards based on the current fears that are sweeping across America as far as the safety of our drinking water. All of that when we get back with Bob here at Rosie on House, broadcasting live from the Tucson Convention Center at the best little home show ever built. That's the Saba Home and Patio Show today and tomorrow.